Hello and welcome to another voice note from the wilderness where I'm sharing my journey as I rewild my business. And today I am going to explore the idea of rhythm over routine, because as I have been rewilding my business, recovering from long COVID and having to completely reimagine how I'm going to work during this recovery period, I notice how having a really strict routine has just not worked for me at all. Now, before I got long COVID, I suppose I did have a routine. It was still quite loose though, and I really struggled, 9 to 5. I remember one time actually trying that, get up, start work at 7 and do this many hours, and almost like make sure every single day you've got it all mapped out and structured and blocked, and you know exactly when you're going to do your social media posts. And I always found that really hard, because, and share with me if you have a different brain and it works differently, but I very much have like an energy to do something and I can do lots of things very quickly if I'm feeling inspired, but if my energy isn't that in that place that day, it feels like wading through mud and I'll really struggle to do that task. And so I've realized it's far better for me to do something different that maybe is more easy admin, or I go and create something and then when I come back to it I feel a lot more inspired to do it and my energy's there. So the idea of rhythm over routine, I think, works a lot better for me. And it's kind of working with energetic rhythms, daily rhythms, seasonal rhythms. And also, if you're a female, you kind of monthly hormonal rhythms. And that's why I think a lot of the traditional business structure advice hasn't sat very well with me. And now I'm rewilding and making sure everything, feels more in alignment. And I'm very conscious of not making myself feel hemmed in and trapped and, you know, leading to the burnout and familiar feelings of frustration. So yeah, routine is something that I do struggle with, but I know it is important in some ways. So what I'm trying to lean into more is having a bit more of a weekly and a daily rhythm that also feels flexible. So if I am feeling really low energy on those days, the things can move to a different day. But also if I'm feeling inspired, like today I felt really inspired to record this voice note, and yesterday I just didn't, and I ended up, you know, I was working on some client work, and that's all absolutely fine. And I have sort of anchor points, I suppose, where I'll get up in the morning and I'll have my cup of tea outside and I'll do a morning meditation and some breath work, and then I always feel like I need to do a bit of movement before I start work. But it's not like every single morning I'll be doing the same thing. I normally like a Wednesday is when I come out for a walk. I normally bring some cacao on a walk. But then within that walk, I might be journaling, I might be sketching some ideas for a project, or I might be recording a voice note. So I kind of think having some loose anchor points, but then being a little bit open with it, feels good. However, without any routine, I know that I could probably get nothing done. So what has helped is things like sending out a monthly email. That was like a routine I could manage. But if it suddenly tipped into sending a weekly email, I think I would struggle with that a little bit more. Same with social media. So what I love to do is schedule, because I can go at the points when I feel like I've got lots of creative energy and I'm inspired and I'm wanting to create, and I end up doing like maybe 5 posts and scheduling them. Whereas if I was kind of every single Monday knowing I'd got to create a post from scratch, again, that to me feels more routine than rhythm. And I think as I recover more and my energy gets better, then I probably will have more routines, because I know some of that structure is helpful when you're trying to build a business, because you do need to do things. But I think there is a bit of a gentler way of doing it. And the way I would say to bring more rhythm over routine is to give yourself more space. And I think the problem is that I'm very guilty of this, thinking I can get way more done in the time. And it's only through doing lots of branding projects and personal creative business related projects that I see that almost double estimating the time gives me a bit more space. And that means, say I'm delivering a client project, the first week might be dedicated to ideas, strategy, research, but that's quite a loose week. And within the days in that week, I can be a bit more going with my rhythm. So what do I feel? Am I feeling creative today? Right, okay, do ideas. If I'm not feeling the creative, it might be, okay, well, it's a bit more research, a bit more strategy and that type of thing. So there are gentle ways to bring rhythm and also keep yourself in a bit of a looser structure. But it's so funny, isn't it? That's what I love around business, is that our brains work so differently. And some people absolutely love routine, and the thought of having like a loose rhythm throughout the week wouldn't work for them. But yeah, and I'm very much quite rhythmical with the time as well. So, you know, I used to be, oh, I need to start work at this time. But now I just try and just go more intuitively with what my body's feeling and just trusting that if I lean into that and honour that, then my energy comes back. Whereas if I'm pushing on the day that I'm really, really not feeling it, and as long as I've not got a, you know, strict deadline that I've got to do, then I can definitely more follow my natural rhythms and give myself whatever my body needs that day. Is it rest? Is it to create a little bit? Is it to do some low-key admin? So I think what I'm leaning into with this rhythm over routine is to be a lot more gentle with myself and explore kind of themes on that certain day and have it so, you know, Wednesday is maybe a bit more of an ideas day, Monday, Tuesday is kind of creative client work, and then Friday I always used to have as a bit of a either take the day off or have it as a bit more of a kind of coming up with business ideas or working on a little creative project, like a design product that I'd like to create, and that seems to work really well for me, and I think that is a bit more rhythmical than routine. So yeah, I'd love to hear how you approach, you know, is rhythm more your thing, working with your own natural rhythms, or do you really thrive on like a super strict time blocked routine? So do feel free to share on email, or if you're listening on Substack, then we can chat in the comments. And I hope you've enjoyed the fourth voice note from the wilderness, and it's just about to rain. I'm just sat in the trees, so I think I've timed it right rhythm wise as I sign off, just as the raindrops are starting to fall.